Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا قل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة وفي رواية أكثر من 100 مرة صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise due to Allah جل جلاله عما نواله وكريتا وسستينا that bestowed so many bounties and ni'mat upon us we cannot even count them. Salat and salam, peace and salutation in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ummati ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us insan, human being. This world, this dunya is for every creation to live for a short while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our great grandfather, the first human being existing. Although there was other creation, there were angels, one of the creation, and also a jinnat and other creations also. But the main highlight was these three. Insan came last, before that angels and jinnat. Angels, if you look at their life, is such that they are clean and pure. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. That they only one track, one way road in life, that is obedience. And obedience and 100 and all the percent, only obedience. There is nothing beside obedience. Some in a sajda from the time being created till the doomsday. Some in the ruku. Some are saying La ilaha illallah. They don't get tired, don't feel sleepy, don't get lazy. Only their mind is, as in our term we say, robo. Only one direction, and that is they continue. Even if they want to disobey, they cannot. On the other hand, jinnat, they have ability to obey and disobey both. But more are those who rebel and disobey. Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, created human being, as we are human being. And we must be proud of being human being. And our concern, our effort, and our dua must be always, O Allah, make us true human. We are human being, but we must live like a human being. Naturally, we get affected by the atmosphere around, influence around, where the shaitani effort getting more and more stronger, where shaitan himself, he knows he's gone, but he wants to take us also with. So different ways. One of the effort of shaitan is to take us out of that boundary of the human being and make us into animal, even worse than animal. And for us, in these days, we say, okay, time is going fast and whatever, modern technology and so on, but becoming more and more easy to understand Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah's qudrat. And what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 1400 years ago, where you could not imagine that insan becoming animal, even worse than the animal. But now you see insan, so many human beings, they will openly, without any hesitation, without any thinking, they'll say, no, we want to be an animal. We want to walk like an animal. We want to sleep like an animal. Eat like an animal. Everything, even worse than what even animals don't do, they are promoting. We are human beings. Allah Ta'ala, save us from those kind of thinking. We must stay a true human being. And our whole life effort must be, wallah, keep us first before even Islam comes. A true human being in the true sense, how our name, our work must be, and beyond that, Islam and true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala knew that the best one is an angel will not disobey. Jinnat got both insan, but Allah Ta'ala chose an insan to establish his laws in this world. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. When Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala told the angels that I want to make khalifa in dunya. Give responsibility, like in say, managing authority will be given to a human being who will run all my affairs in dunya, who will tell the people what your boss wants from you, how he wants you to conduct yourself. Angels, O Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. This human being, they will do all sorts of wrongs, is in their blood, and you giving this great responsibility, great task to them. Allah Ta'ala says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Short and sweet, I know what I am doing, which you are not aware of. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knew this human being. Therefore, as a proof for that, Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam, he's in Jannat. The best place which every one of us wishing and longing and desiring in our du'as and day and night, our wish, I want to be in Jannah. Inshallah. Don't hesitate. We'll be there, inshallah. In Jannah he is there. Allah Ta'ala made him commit that mistake. Mistake is mistake. Allah Ta'ala, without Allah's wish, without Allah's will, nothing can happen. Although it's wrong, but although it's a mistake, but Allah, without Allah's wish, without Allah's will, nothing can happen. To teach a lesson till the day of judgment to the human being, that insan, human being, in your blood, in your nature is to make mistakes. There is no one that who will not desire or not feel for wrong. If anybody says that me, I am gone so high level of iman and piety that I don't even think of any evil, wo sabse bada jhootha hai, liar. Cannot. Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala made insan, such made human being, that in his heart he will go through a feeling, both feelings. Feeling for doing good and feeling for committing evil. Both the feelings. We are human being. Go beyond. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Hadrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about him in the Quran al-Kareem. Situation where Allah Ta'ala save us, we must not go through that. He was very, very difficult condition. It was virtually impossible to get saved from the sin. A person who brought him up from the young age as nanny, as a caretaker, as a mother, as a father, everything. But now her head is looking in a different direction. Could not digest his beauty, his that nur Allah Ta'ala gave him as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That evil thought came and came to a situation where she decided, today I have what I want and I'll get it, because so many years I look after him. I did everything for him. I was a mother, I was father, everything for him. She never expected that how Allah Ta'ala will protect him. Lock the door. Not one, seven. You get a bedroom, then you get a room, then you get a room, then you get kitchen, then whatever, whatever. And palace, king. So how big? And how many rooms must be? And each one locked. Quran al-Kareem says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She had the evil intention. وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Agar Allah unko apni nubuwat ki dalil na batata, kudrat na batata, to wo bhi burai ka khayal kar lete. If Allah never showed him that his kudrat, his power and guidance or protection, Allah Ta'ala showed him image of his father, put two fingers in his mouth, give him warning sign, be careful. Watch. You are not an ordinary person. You are Nabi of Allah. You are going to be selected as a Nabi of Allah. Anbiya saved them from the young. Allah saved them from the evils. Allah Ta'ala made him see. So Quran al-Kareem says, if Allah Ta'ala never protected him, he would have. Our aqidah believe Anbiya alayhi salam are protected. So that feeling for evil, every human being goes through it. Nobody can say we don't have no feeling towards any evil. No. Yes, where the difference comes. Now that feeling to carry out and how to protect oneself from that evil, what the feelings are coming. That's where comes iman. That's where there comes the taqwa. That's where they come conscious of Allah Ta'ala. That's where comes the piety. The more the person have a piety, the more the person have a contact with a good atmosphere, a good environment, living with the good people, pious people, the more have a resistance a bit stronger. If we have nothing good happening, we're not connected with a masjid, we're not connected with any pious person, we're not connected any good environment, and nothing good we allowing to come to us. Yes, good want to come. Evil is want to come, evil want to come, good want to come, both. Allah, nobody can say, no, I have no feeling for any good deed. That's also life. Because Allah Ta'ala says one ayat, one Quran al-Kareem, both. I put the good feeling, feeling for good and feeling for evil, both. But now to resist against the evil, we get weak the more we are away from the dini atmosphere and environment. Otherwise, both, Allah Ta'ala kept both in us. Allah Ta'ala saved Yusuf alayhi salam. Our effort is to work towards protection. Try our best to put up strongest resistance as we can. So we get protected And then Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Now, Yusuf Ali Sar was salam seeing there is no way out. And she has all the power. And there is no way locked. If one lock somehow he forced lock open, there is another lock. Seven. But Allah Ta'ala also put the test. Do in your capacity, in your capability. Allah never made us such that no, we are so weak that we can't do anything. Everybody has, there is a limit of capacity, capability we have. As much we can do it, rest with the hand of Allah. Yusuf Ali Sadu As-Salam says, I'm in a situation. But from here to go to the lock, after that, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. He went, he ran to the door. Allah says, no, this is serious. Now he is running towards the door. What else in his capacity, he did it. Allah Ta'ala made the lock fall down without even opening anybody. Running towards second one open. Seven open like that. Where outwardly there was no chance. It's teaching us a lesson that, oh, insan, human being, Allah put in the Quran, not the Quran, not the story book. But it's a lesson, every ayat, every word, every letter is a lesson for the people till the day of judgment. That, oh, insan, you will also go through situations. There will be lots of temptations. Lots of chances will be there for you to commit sin. But do in your capacity as much you can. That is in your hand. Let's leave it to Allah. One person try regret, show remorse. Oh Allah, I am wrong. I am not trying to justify. So many wrong I do. Nothing to justify. Oh Allah, I am wrong. Allah likes that. Second, firm intention not to do it again. Sincere repentance to Allah Ta'ala, and also keep away from that environment. In our term, easy to understand, that clique, that friendship, that party, that places where we are bound to commit sin, keeping away from. One person, before he die, he call all his family. I say, see, when I die, I want you to do something. If you are real loyal to me, do me a one great favor I need from you. Say, after you die, what favor you need? Say, yes, we need one favor. What favor? So when I die, you don't bury me. You must burn me. He's not a Hindu. Muslim. You must burn me, and then not only enough there, that ashes of mine, you must go to the sea, and not one place you must throw. Go 10 different places and you throw it. So even the ashes are not one place, all different kilometers apart. But he said, what is the sense? What is the wisdom behind? Why? He said, me, I know in my life I never do any good deed. I did only wrong and wrong and wrong. So much wrong I have done that no hope of forgiveness for me. Allah Ta'ala will definitely going to put me in Jahannam. It never made sense to them, but they had to listen to him and they carried out his command after he died. What he wanted, this was this. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness and Allah's mercy, look at. Allah Ta'ala can gather. When the person cover body, not even one inch, little one part, not even the mustard seed, that much left, and from the whole human being create, original creation of ours, one drop of water and a whole human being Allah Ta'ala create. So after giving death to recreate is nothing. One thing is already made, and to remade, recreate, is nothing for Allah Ta'ala. When Allah from originally, Allah from non-existent, Allah give existence. Allah Ta'ala gave the angels, put all the ashes of fish together and bring him in front of me. Allah say, oh Banda, what you did? Kya kiya? That remorse, that regret, Allah must bring in our life. Why you did this? You think I don't have a power to gather you and make you body again? Say, Allah, yes, I know, I had, you had a power. But why you did this? Say, oh Allah, I was frightened. I had a fear for your azab, for your punishment. He said, yes, sure. Say, yes. Allah ta'ala say, go jannah. The person, he has no doubt, leave alone, not doubt going Jannah, no doubt of being not going into Jahannam. Full, convinced that he is definitely going. That's why Allah says, my fear you have. Never mind. There is nobody, in Allah never made any human being a judge. We are so lucky, make shukr of Allah, thank Allah ta'ala. Allah, judgment Allah kept by himself. If Allah made any insan a judgment, give authority of judgment to any human being, don't think so any of us could have get through. The insan judges according his favor, the way he's gained, then accordingly person judges. There is no laws in the world, dunya, we see it today. All the laws just in a book and not even being read today. Leave alone applying, not even being read today. Even the courts, wherever you see today. Allah Ta'ala made us such that we bound to commit sin. But the doors of forgiveness is open. Shaitan always says, this is a world full of sins. We not going to get forgiven. Say, Shaitan, you not my Allah. Never mind how worse I am and bad I am. Allah kept the door of Tawbah open for me. A person killed 99 people. Now he says, looking for somebody, anybody guide me, any salvation for me, any way out for me. One murder enough, 99. One person went to the wrong person. No, you, no hope. Now thinking, 99, one more left, kill him also, finish, century. 100. But still that guilt was in him, that no, there must be some way out. Somebody said, okay, see the clique you have, the friend circle you have. You have to leave that and go to another place of pious people. That place is far from here. Well, go there. You will find somebody there who will show you the way how to get forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala for all these wrongs and evils. As he's going, angel of death struck. On the way. Now angel of death came, but with him two parties come. One take to Jannat, one take to Jahannam. Jahannam says, we're going to take because look at so much wrong in life, never do any good. Jannat angel says, no, but he was going towards the good. His intention was to change and he was looking for some salvation. That one man, he got the wrong man, he got killed for that, gave a wrong advice. That's a very important, any advice, go to the right people. Your car got a problem, you can't go by the engineer, you go to the mechanic. Your body is not doing good, you can't go to the mechanic, you go to the doctor. But that theory of dunya we understand. But when it comes to deen and the matters of deen, we hesitate to go by the people who are understanding deen more than us. Who studied deen for years and years. Every wedding, mot mayyit, every sitting, every meeting, discussion. Lots of times people say no. Friends were sitting and we start discussing about namaz, about this, about fasting, about interest, about this, about that. You know, some friends brought up this idea. So is that is just like your car got a problem and now you asking a doctor, unless doctor is a mechanic also is another thing. Different. But doctor got his own line. Now you tell asking him, take your car, doctor please come, my car is a problem. He said, bye, before you take me out, come sit here, give you another big injection for yourself. Put the dimag right. I am a doctor, not for the car, for the body. For dimag mein gadbad hai kuch. So deen, with the people who understood deen, who studied deen for years and years and years. So he went wrong, now he's going to, angel says, we taking. Those angels say, we taking. But Allah knew what's happening. Allah Ta'ala send referee. His body, one hand spent more close to the place where he was going. Referee comes, says, see, measure. More close to that land where he was going or where he's coming from. Obviously, he was more close to there. He said that his intention was to leave the bad environment, go to the right environment, now Jannah. So, 100 murderers. Whatever wrong. So in today our life also we see so much wrong we do. Before it was to think whether I can do wrong or not. Now the wrong coming to us, before we have to go to the wrong. Now wrongs are coming to us, not walking, running. Not running, even flying. Every minute, every second on our hands, evil, 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 evil. And we cannot deny it. But this is where the shaitan is going to take opportunity and says, you know, we gone now. We're not going to come right. Rather, we carry on because there's no hope. No, no. Tell shaitan, no. Never mind, whoever you are, whatever you are, you have a power, but not more than my Allah. Inna kaida shaitani kana da'ifa. Shaitan's plots are weak. My Allah says, door of sins, repentance is open, I will repent. Even 100 times in a day, we committing sin. After every sin, at least once say astaghfirullah. It's hard to say astaghfirullah. Just one word, it doesn't take one second, astaghfirullah. One wrong picture we saw, scrolling again we saw, astaghfirullah again. When shaitan don't get tired of making us commit sin and sin and upon the sin and sins, why we get tired of saying astaghfirullah? At least say that. Say the istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. The leader of istighfar. Person leaves in the morning. In that day, if the person dies, with all the millions of sins, Allah still guarantee Jannah. If you read the night, one istighfar. Once time you say, oh Allah forgive me. Once. So if 100 times a day we'll say to Allah forgive me, won't Allah forgive? All the efforts of shaitan will remain one side. That one astaghfirullah sincerely, oh Allah, oh Allah you weak, oh Allah you strong, oh Allah I'm weak. I want to come right, but just resistance level is very weak. Oh Allah you make me strong. Lesson today we learn is with all the things we are doing, include this astaghfirullah in our life. If we don't know astaghfirullah, we heard our own language. Wallah maafka. Wallah forgive me. Wallah pardon me. In our own language we say. Don't have to be in a masjid also. Wherever we are. Allah understand all the language. Even the person deaf, dumb and blind can't speak, can't say any language. From the heart he says, oh Allah forgive. Allah is prepared to forgive. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to the kaam.